Manager in Kandahar.
There are obviously difficult challenges that we face in Afghanistan, and incidents like this do not make it any easier.
I'm Heather Bosch. There are people who commit vile crimes or snap under the pressures of war. Military defense attorney Eric Montalvo says that is sadly predictable, but he adds,
this is the same set of issues that I've seen in a number of other cases, and that is sort of an absentee command structure.
Montalvo defended one of four Lewis McChord Stryker soldiers convicted a couple years ago of killing Afghan civilians. In that case, he says military supervision was lax, warning signs ignored.
They just don't need to look at it and identify it in an investigation. They need to take corrective action.
Or, he says, we won't see an end to these tragic cases. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
A federal appeals court says it again. The 22-year sentence of Ahmed Rassam, the so-called Millennium Bomber, was too lenient. He was found coming into the U.S. at the Canadian border with a trunk full of bombs in his car.
This is the second time the Ninth Circuit has ruled that this sentence was too lenient, and it's an issue that has bottled up this case for nearly half a decade now. He was given 22 years. The feds say that number should be roughly three times that, over 60 years, and Rassam is now 44 years old.
CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen. More drugs are being found to be effective for other purposes than expected.
New drugs being developed for rheumatoid arthritis work on a brain signaling pathway similar to one linked to multiple sclerosis. In the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, researchers at the University of Alabama at Birmingham say they've initiated tests to see if MS symptoms in mice can be suppressed with these drugs, which are known as JAK-STAT inhibitors. They hope their work will lead to new treatments for other autoimmune diseases as well.
CBS's Barry Magnetto in Washington. The news is not good on gasoline prices, up a nickel on average during the weekend.
During the coming month, unfortunately, we'll see additional upside price pressures in gasoline that could take us up pretty close to $4 a gallon.
That's oil industry advisor Jim Ritterbush. Average price of gasoline, $3.81 a gallon. Oil at the moment in New York selling at above $106 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow up 44 points, NASDAQ is down about 4. Here's a study. A comparison between white student-athletes and black student-athletes who played basketball for Division I universities.
The bad news in the study was that there remains a tremendous gap between the graduation rates of white basketball student-athletes on these teams and the African-American basketball student-athletes on these teams.
Richard Lapchick at the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport at the University of Central Florida. He also said women do much better than the men. March Madness begins on the 15th. This is CBS News.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box pool, you have a garage pool. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Girl Scouts are about more than just tasty cookies.
At 100 years old, the Girl Scouts of America is aging well.
It's still fun for girls.
10-year-old Aideen Ferry has been a scout for 6 years. She likes helping her community in New City, New York.
We're working on an animal shelter, and we're having a fundraiser to get food for the shelter.
Girls still earn badges for sewing, cooking, and other home skills, but Scout expert Fran Harold says there's much more.
There are other new badges that girls can work on that have to do with robotics and things like new social media badges.
Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Facebook makes bigamy harder. The bigamist may not be on Facebook out of self-protection, but his wives might. And in Alan L. O'Neill's case in Washington State, the wives friended each other and before long were sharing pictures of their common husband. If convicted, O'Neill faces a year in jail, which will be familiar territory since he is a corrections officer. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. Magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available. And each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400 is magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Want to get your lawn into shape this spring? Stop into Lowe's today and buy one Scott Snap spreader and get one Snap refill cartridge free. And you can get 20% off when you buy two bags of Scott's Turf Builder. That's 20% off the Scott's fertilizer you need to kill major lawn weeds and build strong, deep roots now, and the Scott's fertilizer you'll need later in the year. Now's the time to save on everything you need to improve your lawn this spring. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 3/18. See store for details.
We got Monday, and we got a really poopy week of weather. It's cold, nasty, no fun at all this week. But we're going to have fun.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Yeah, we'll keep up the morale here. It can be done. It can be done. All right, film festivals. I got a guest in the studio right now. It's Major Tom, an engineer, because he came up with brilliance, absolute brilliance, and I was so impressed. I said, "Here, I'm not going to share what you shared with me. You share what you share." The other thing too. So let's do this first, Major Tom. Let's go over the new schedule and explain to people these things are working their way into place. All right, nothing ever happens all at once like it's supposed to.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're trying, and it's some of the reasons we're not going to have some of the stuff right away are issues with getting satellite receivers authorized and some paperwork, and so we're trying to get everything taken care of. But we did have Ed Schultz this morning, so
I wish have Ed.
Well, I wish they would have told me when I set all this up that the first day we were going to have Ed, he was on vacation.
All right, Ed
but we didn't have his show. So
let's do this again. From 3 to 6 is Bill Press, correct? 3 to 6 a.m.?
He's still there, yes.
Okay. Now, 6 to 9 is Stephanie Miller. Okay. At 9 to 12 will be, if he's not on vacation, Ed Schultz or whoever's filling in for. 12 to 2 will be Bill Benica. 2 to 5 will be Tom Hartman. 5 to 8, Randy Rhodes. And then 8 to 10, Clark Howard. And we already have somebody on the phone asking a question about, so we might as well.
Bill?
Yes?
You're not on the radio. Okay, so start over.
Thank you.
Bye.
Whoops, we missed the switch. We missed the switch. Tom's like, you know, things get kind of hectic at a certain time, and then things just go bad on you. You know what I mean? So we have to start over, Tom, because I was on the radio. Come forward. Okay. Should we do music or anything? Should we wait? Let me
cue up your music and get it to play. I can party for you.
So here we're going to play this, and then you know we'll play this. So. Film festival's over. It's as they say in the can. So now I get regular stuff.
Oh, that's what the thing did that other day. Did I do it?
But that's on your computer. That's not on this computer.
I didn't hurt you, but I don't think about it. Okay, so here's what happened. We started, and then my wife phoned me and said, "You're not on the air, Bill." And so these things happen. I have to be very focused at all times when I start this program, because otherwise I don't get the buttons right, and that's what happens. So I apologize that. Welcome to Monday. Weather Wizard says the week's going to be kind of but we're going to have a good day anyway. So here's what we got. I got Major Tom in here, and our engineer. And what we're doing is we're telling you about the lineup. So we're going to do it again because we did it, but we were just talking to ourselves. All right, so here's what's going on. It's coming in as pieces, okay? 3 to 6 a.m., Big Bill Press. 9 to 6, 6 to 9 a.m., Stephanie Miller.
9 a.m. to 12 noon, Ed Schultz. But Ed Schultz had something thrown in today. 12 to 2, Bill Benica. 2 to 5, Tom Hartman. 5 to 8, Randy Rhodes. And 8 to 10, Clark Howard. And then the overnight show. So that's our lineup. Now, it's coming into place piecemeal, but coming there anyway. We've got some satellite dishes and funny things you got to plug in and all that kind of stuff. It all seems very complicated.
So, well, we did have Ed, so we had Ed's replacement today, and so we will have Tom on it, too. We still are working on some issues with Randy, so Randy will be today or tomorrow.
Okay.
And then the overnight show, we are working on some issues on that, and that may start tonight, or it may not start till tomorrow night.
All right. Now, that just brought something to mind, but I can't remember what it was, so it doesn't matter. Something I have to worry about. Okay. Okay, so we're plugging in and all that. I can't believe, because I was a juvenile delinquent when I was young. Has any juvenile delinquent ever come by and just messed with these satellite dishes out here?
Are you trying to give them an idea or something?
No, I just wondered if they ever did.
No.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
And they can't because
they can't because they're electrified.
Exactly.
That's right. There's at least 100,000 volts going through those things, so never touch them. All right. We're going to talk about, that wasn't what I called, had Tom in here for. So Tom last night saw the movie, Sandler Smith was Homeless, or whatever it was called.
Yeah, exactly. I can't remember. But it was documentary done profiling homeless conditions and homelessness in San Luis County.
Okay, so one of the things that we're addressing immediately, and this doesn't cover all the homeless, of course, and it kind of doesn't cover people living in the creeks and whatnot, but we have this issue now about people that spend the nights in vehicles, and then they get roused by their coppers and all that kind of stuff, and then they got to pay a fine, and it's a big mess. So, but they say it's out of control. You go along Prado Road there, and there are people pooping behind the trees and whatnot, so that can't be good. So then Tom said, you know, he and his wife were watching this thing, and after they watched it, they were going home. And Tom said, you know, why don't they do this? And this was so brilliant. I had a really mediocre idea what to do with this thing. You know, I don't know what I said, but it was bad. But Tom had a really good idea. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, you're working me up here. No, we were just discussing it, and one of the main, they had, during this documentary, they had, about a half a dozen homeless people that they had interviewed, and they were, and throughout the show as they, the movie, as they asked questions, they would refer to these people. And towards the end, one of the questions was something like, you know, what do you think needs to be done? And the majority of the answers were around the subject of the fact that they came up with this number. There are like 200 beds, 300 beds for homeless people in, I'm guessing that's in the county, and some report that they were referring to said there are over 3,000 homeless people. So obviously, you know, those two numbers don't jive, so most of the people say, well, we need more beds, we need a place. And their issue of Prado Road was, well, you know, we need to be somewhere, we need something. And so my idea, my thought was, well, Dan Duvall out there, you know, wants to do something, and he's running just from roadblocks of the county, but I thought he had a fairly large piece of acreage out there, and so he could go into some kind of an agreement with the county to lease at a rate that allows him to still maintain his property, lease out a big piece of the property to the county. They go out there, they level it, and then allow the people with the vehicles. Now, obviously, this just addresses those, because a lot of the homeless people, at least in the documentary, didn't. One of them had a car, but then he had to end up selling it. So they don't all have vehicles, but at least the ones who did, that would allow them to go out there. And then they have these mobile bathroom facilities that they use at farm fields and such. They're not real fancy ones, but they could use one of those out there. And then when the storage tanks are full, just drive the storage tanks over there to the disposal facility there off of Prado and dump them.
We just assume where they go now when people have a honey hut so much.
Yeah.
And then I decided I'll one-up with an idea. I thought, okay, well, here's another idea. You take those buildings that are not suitable for living in, but could they be made suitable for showers? And you could have a male and a female shower place. And so, I mean, I don't know what that would take.
Well, and then I added the idea of, for the ones who are physically capable, that they could, of the people who, the residents who are living there or in their vehicles, they could help out with, you know, some labor to help build those places up.
There you go. See that? And then I add in free HBO, but that was shut down. You notice, as I'm talking to Tom, my engineer, who I said, you know, maybe you should move that microphone over a little bit so it makes more sense when I have a guest on.
I see exactly what you mean. So
this is what happens.
I'll get working on that.
That's because I have to talk through these microphone booms, and you're a handsome man, so I hate to miss you out.
Thank you.
All right, sir. I think that's a great idea. I really do. And yet people, Dan Duvall has problems working with the county and the city, and the city kind of have problems working with Dan Duvall because it's just kind of gotten away from one of those acrimonious affairs. But maybe we come to the peace table and say, okay, let's lay it all down, and then let's see what we can do that makes sense. Because I think it would make a lot of sense. Good to be good for you, Tom. I like the idea. So that's it. So now we're getting underway.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Most Smokehouse Barbecues would knock them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or chicken chops, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pops, whiskeys by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown and at the beach in Pismo. They'll be saying, Moe Barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, Pops, what's with all this talk about the Drake?
It's so weird. Every time I turn around, somebody's talking about Drake.
Isn't Drake the duck?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Sir Francis Drake?
Famous English explorer and maritime navigator.
How about the Toto Drake?
Now you're talking. In my book, that's the best Drake of all. Toto's Drake toilets are ultra water saving, excellent flushing, have extra tall seats, and Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has them in stock at really great prices.
I know you love Toto toilets, Pops. That Drake sounds like a winner.
It flushes like a champ, it's easy to install, and it's made by Toto.
So folks should navigate their way down to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath and get one of those ducky Drake toilets?
Very clever.
That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, home of the Toto Drake toilet, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, Nancy, you can't help me with that. I'm sorry. I want to thank my wife for calling and saying, build a switch, you fool, the switch. Anyway, but happy birthday, but it's in the wrong place. I'm sorry. Hi. Good, Bill. It's a typical Monday for Bill. And life's the same, which is sometimes that's very soothing. I say that, you know, the whole point. Somebody agrees with that. Our highlight in history day, according to the Tribune, on March 12th of 1912, the Girl Scouts of the United States had its beginning as Julia Gordon Lowe of Savannah, Georgia, found the first American troop of the Girl Guides, a movement which had originated in Britain along with the Boy Scouts, and Baden-Powell guy, and then the cookies and everything. So it's right there. On this day, 10 years ago, Houston homemaker Andrea Yates was convicted of murder and the drowning death of her five children in a family bathtub. Yates was later retried and found not guilty by reason of insanity. This doesn't sound like the same thing to me. Our birthdays today include former Massachusetts governor and current GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney. He's 65. Singer-songwriter James Taylor is 64. Actor John Provost is 62. And former Major League Baseball All-Star Daryl Strawberry is 50. We'll say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you. It's your birthday today again.
Happy birthday to you.
It's your call, and the smartest one you can make is to Coastal Computers. There isn't another group of 10 people more dedicated to helping their clients get the most out of their business computers. Dedicated pros who enjoy helping people with their computers. They love making small business networks network and making the whole mess seem simple. Coastal Computers is here for the small business that needs computers and technology just to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes making your operation painless and highly successful. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're certainly the real deal and worth a call. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com right now.
CoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
The reporter, Bill Benneker, reporting. Before we actually do the news, up on Cal Coast News website right now, they have, it says, Dutch Window Cleaning Artist. We clean windows the Dutch way. And there's a number, commercial, residential. I don't know what the Dutch way is to clean a window. Do you? I don't think you use a wooden shoe, do you? No, that'll work. Anyway, let's tell you about what's going on. We had bad news right away. The U.S. Coast Guard, searching for a missing fishing vessel, found four bodies near a capsized vehicle on Sunday. Here, the bodies were pulled from the ocean near Platts Harbor, about 25 miles south of Santa Barbara, and crews continue to look for the fourth missing man. After the 24-foot craft failed to return to Santa Cruz Island on Sunday, a search was initiated by a family member by one of the men. Platts Harbor is a wide-open anchorage known by mariners to offer little protection with a swell that travels straight into the harbor. And actually, this story was a little bit stranger than this. The helicopter, after they located all four bodies, but then the helicopter was low on juice. So the helicopter had to go get refueled, and then they went back out, got the three bodies. But that time, the fourth one was somewhere. They don't know where. So they're going to look again. There's just one I thought I'd share with you. In fact, it was a little bit similar. All right. Then other things are going on. Caltech News. We're stuck right here. Well, here's the thing here. I'm not going to get into too much. I'll decide how much grisly detail I want to get into it. The bizarre details of the murder of Pastor Robles' motel maintenance man were described in San Luis Obispo Superior Court on Friday by investigators and a witness who depicted four people planning to kill a man they accused of kidnapping and raping women and underage boys. On Monday, the body of Robert Nino, I hope that's how you say his name, was discovered in a room at the farmhouse motel on Spring Street with signs he had been restrained, beaten, stabbed, etc. On the Sunday evening prior to the August murder, the four alleged methamphetamine users accused of killing, were sharing a room at the Wine Country Inn in Paso Robles when a fellow occupant of the motel, Melissa Fendel, stopped by to say she was headed to get burgers. She asked if she could bring some back to the four suspects. Fidel testified that she had told the detectives that she was angry because one of them had not freed her from the victim's room at the farmhouse motel where he had been kept captive for 12 hours. Helton allegedly responded by saying the victim had also kept her hostage in the past. Anyway, so it's just a crazy story and unusual and revenge and things and it goes on. So you may want to go to calcosnews.com and look that up. That's what we have at the moment. And don't forget you can go to Talk is Cheap in the upper right-hand corner. You can stream live. We stream live every day. Actually, all of KYNS streams live every day. And so you can just kind of listen to what's going on. That's what's happening. That's what's happening on Cal Coast News.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Here's the great news, too, today. Dr. Carol Phillips of a Swiss Dental Center, who can fix your teeth up and make you look really decent and everything, and you can chew and everything, like your mouth's supposed to work. She's bringing us part of our show today. Let's just say she's bringing all of it, and then we'll have other people bring all of it, too. It's a better way to do it. All right. It's 24 minutes after the hour, 12 noon. Hope your weekend was great. If you did the film festival once again was super and just had great movies and just great times and just a lot of fun. One reflection I have only, and I want to say how positive the film festival was. The movies were positive. The people were good. I mean, everything was pretty good except for this one thing that happened last year. But this time I was made an accomplice in this person's deception, which really sort of torqued me off. But we sort of figured out what to do. I sat down and I was at the end of a row, and Nancy, and then there was a lady in front of us, and she had to go to the bathroom, and so she had her coat over two seats, and she said, "Could you save this seat, these two seats?" And we said, "Oh, sure." So she went to the bathroom. She came back. She said, "Thank you very much." So she sat in the seat one in. And then I noticed that nobody else is showing up. And I remembered last year I had seen people do the same thing. They want to have seats they want to be not sitting next to anybody. In which case you shouldn't really go to the movies. You should join Netflix or whatever you got to do, and just watch movies at home. If you don't want to sit next to people in movie theaters that are, being deceptive. Anyway, so it became very obvious after the movie had started that nobody else was going to sit there. She wasn't waiting for anybody. She just wanted to have the empty seat next to her. So then finally it was dark and people were trying to figure out where to sit. And so we motioned to this lady that was looking for a place to sit. We said, "Go ahead and sit in that seat right in front of right here." She says, "Well, is there somebody there?" I said, "No, just go ahead and sit there." So she started to sit down. The lady didn't say anything about there's somebody here. She moved her coat and her purse and then put it on the other side.
So, and then at some point, and then she moved over one, and then put it on the other side, and then later on somebody else came along and they had to oust her again. It's quite well done, I have to say this. Other than that, I had a good time at the film festival, and it was just great, and just great movies again, and they have the winners. Do we have the winners? Did I tell you the winners that were in the paper yesterday? We'll get to them. We'll get to the winners. One stuff. The one party that I interviewed, Vidi, they won an award, and then other people didn't win awards, but I don't know how that's all determined anyway. So that's what's going on with the film festival, and we thank Wendy and all the people that work so hard to make the film festival really great, because you made it really great again, and how cool. All right. Let's do this as we go into a break here, because, you know, this is, I don't get into it a lot. I don't know why. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know. March Madness. March Madness, all the college teams, and they finally get down to the finals, and they can play. And so you got all this elimination. In the paper today, they got the whole layout of who, you know, you can actually cut it out, I guess, and write down who won what, and then who's going to go to the next round, and all that kind of stuff. Anyhow, but I thought that for those of us that are, you know, we want to be enthusiastic about it, but we're not quite sure, in about 20 seconds, we're going to find out exactly how March Madness works.
ANA, Japan's premier airline, is the first in the world to launch the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. Enjoy ANA's premium service on flights between Japan and Asia, providing easy access to major cities in the United States. Our hospitality awaits you. ANA, inspiration of Japan.
March Madness is really a nickname for the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament. But it's also a description of a phenomenon which happens every March, which is why people are interested in the first place, because it really is sort of insanity in the world of college basketball. To me, the NCAA tournament is the best 3 weeks in sports, and it's because of its unpredictability. You just don't know what's going to happen. There are well over 300 Division I basketball programs within the NCAA. Only 68 of those make the NCAA tournament, which is why it's kind of a special thing. There are 68 teams that get in each year, 31 by what is called automatic qualification, automatic qualifiers by virtue of winning their conference, either in the regular season or through a conference tournament. The other teams, the other 37, are so-called at-large bids. It's a little more tricky there in terms of who gets in and who doesn't. There's a selection committee that looks over the resumes of each and every one of the teams available to play in the NCAA tournament and deems 37 of them worthy of the tournament. The bracket itself, for most people, is the physical piece of paper you hold in your office pool when you try to determine who the winners are of the tournament. As you look at a bracket, you see 32 teams on either side of it, which then winnow themselves down to 32 teams, then 16, then 8, etc., all the way to a final four, and then, of course, the final two teams who play for the national championship. People tune in to watch March Madness, first and foremost, I think, because it's a compelling sporting event, and there's a lot of drama inherent to those games. But it would be naive to suggest that gambling doesn't play a significant role in the popularity of the sport. The estimates I've seen are that there are something like $2.5 billion wagered each year on the NCAA tournament, and most of that is illegal betting. It's tolerated largely because it's in the form of low-stakes office pools. If you work in an office, chances are there's somebody putting together a bracket right now, hitting the copy machine and distributing that bracket around the office so coworkers can fill it in, take their picks, plop down their $5 or $10, whatever the pool's demanding, and take their chances. And that keeps people glued to the set as much as anything, and then they get into it, win or lose. There are a million methods. You can pour over all the data you want to. You can look into trends. You can look into matchups between coaches, matchups between players, schools, conferences. You can employ the which mascot would win in a fight method if you like. I've always thought if Notre Dame's in the tournament, I'm hesitant to pick against them on St. Patrick's Day. Does that matter? I don't know. My advice, don't think too much about it. Go with your gut and have fun.
Hey, J.
year. Heard about the four BMW 335i giveaways in March at Shumash Casino Resort?
Yeah. Wonder how I could win one.
Well, there's one key.
One key for four cars? Why not make a few copies?
No, I mean one key to winning. It's your club Shumash card.
Oh, I get it. Because you have to play with your club Shumash card to be entered to win.
Exactly. The BMW 335i features sleek body styling, precision handling, and the luxurious pearl walnut and leather interior.
Nice.
And your club Shumash card's the key to winning one.
So if you want the car,
you gotta use your card.
Come in for our four BMW 335i giveaways in March. There's a new BMW giving away at 10 p.m. every Sunday. Plus, free play drawings from 9 p.m. to midnight. To qualify to win, simply play with your club Shumash card.
The club Shumash card. It's your key to winning a new BMW in March.
And lots of other great stuff, too.
Only at Shumash Casino Resort.
Dr. Carol Phillips invites you to the Swiss Dental Center to discuss the wonderful new possibilities to make your mouth look and work like it should. Teeth. They come, they go, they come again. And then when you go the second time, it's goodbye forever. There's nothing you can do about the aging process that starts the loss of your permanent teeth. It's a bummer. But now you have two choices. False teeth and bridges and the pasty glue necessary to make those objects try and clean your gums and roof of your mouth. Or 21st century implants offered by Swiss Dental Center. Identical to the real teeth you've lost without any more problems. Imagine, Dr. Carol Phillips can make it possible to chew normally, to eat normally, to actually enjoy chewing and eating normally. If you have tooth loss for whatever reason, go to SwissDentalCenter.com and let others tell you what Dr. Carol Phillips has done to help their lives. Dr. Carol Phillips, the most experienced tooth implant specialist on the Central Coast. We may be getting older, but Swiss Dental Center can help us take a bite out of time.
You make me smile, Dave Koz. Why? Just because. Here, go back. The Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo. Slow Talk is Cheap. Let me give you a phone number in case you want to call in. 786-2578, 786-2578, and 1-866-937-1340. Some things to talk about today. Let's talk about Spencer's Fresh Market first, though, because these are these wonderful things that we got on sale and stuff, and you just want to get a hold of these guys. They have a Harris French Choice Angus Top Sirloin on Steak for just $4.99 a pound. And you know, it's nice on a cold day, just a nice old cup of tea. Here's some Lipton tea bags for just 99 cents, and that's for 16 tea bags, for gosh sake. Plus, they have all the other kinds. They got, you know, they got all these wild and crazy teas. They got lots of. Here was some, was this something yummy here? And I saw something I thought you'd like. Fresh Steelhead Fillets for $6.99. They also have wine, liquor, and beer. They have a service deli. Now, this is coming up here. Now, here once again, you know, you can say, I'm going to go out and find the cheapest one I can find. We're talking about corned beef. You can find, it's because of the same price thing. We can find the cheapest one I can find, or I can find one that's really good. So it's up to you. Well, they sell them cheap and fatty, and they sell these really good ones. And as a matter of fact, at Spencer's Fresh Market, they have boar's head corned beef rounds. And you're not going to find any better than that in the whole wide world, I promise you. $1.99 a pound for a German potato salad, and you get a corn dog for 99 cents. You go in there, and I want a corn dog. And then they also have this, Noble Woman's Take and Bake Pizza, 2 for $10. I have to confess, they're only $5. I haven't tried one, but I want you to know that they have them out there. Okay, oh, look up here. Look what this is. Sea bass shrimp sale. 31 to 40 count, $5.99 each. They got 51 to 60 count, $4.99 each. This is a bag. $6.99. This is 16 ounces. $6.99 each for 16 to 20 count. They got cooked shrimp for $6.99. That's 51 to 60. I don't understand all this count. They're bigger and smaller, all kinds of sizes and what you have to see. Anyway, so that's the shrimp. And as you may have heard last week, California's accusing BP of distributing bad gas to California BP stations. But you have to remember, you know, they did all that skimming in the Delta from the big oil spill, and you probably have a few shrimp or something in the gas as well. But these are shrimp you just eat. That's pretty good right there. Harris Ranch Super Lean Ground Beef is 93% lean ground. It's great for, it says great for tacos. It's great for anything. It's just great to just sit there and eat it. And once again, reminder, Spencer's ground beef is ground every day, two times a day, ground daily, fresh. It is so good. All right, and then Frank and Jay's Cakes. He's got those fancy, smancy cakes they make, you know. I'm going to just be honest with you. There's no sense in trying to hide this. He was the baker at Madonna Inn that came up with the Madonna Inn cake. Now they're called Spencer's Cakes. Is that okay? Okay, good. So there it is. You can buy it by the cake. You can buy it by the slice. And he's got all kinds of baked goods that are just tasty and crazy. And then you got Spencer's is your outlet for Slow Roasted Coffee. It's where you should be going to get your Slow Roasted Coffee. Good price. Great coffee. And other great local products. So it's all right there at Spencer's in five locations on the Central Coast. In Morro Bay, in San Luis Obispo, in Santa Maria, Rio Grande, and in Tascadero, California. Hey. It's time. There's no sense in overstating what happened or understating what happened. It happened, and it's really bad. And it's bad because it follows on the burning of the Koran. It follows on the pinging on the dead guys. It follows all that in Afghanistan. And so you have a staff sergeant who went out in the middle of the night and murdered 16 civilians. And he went over the edge somehow, and that was that. You know, and it's terrible. I'm not going to say it's not terrible to have somebody, you know, just go do that. And having been in war and knowing that civilians were killed, I thought it was always wrong for whatever reason, even if it was accidental, for civilians to die. It just is not right. You know what's interesting is, and Ann and I talked about this a couple times. You know, we get into the comparative disaster thing, comparative casualty thing, and how it affects us emotionally. Now, the news outlets are running wild with this story, of course, today, and they're trying to make you really feel crappy to be an American. You know, we look at the anniversary yesterday of the tsunami in Japan. And you look at and I think really the total amount of devastation and death in that actually sets us, puts us at a distance from it. We kind of, our brains don't really comprehend what we're even seeing. that such a thing could happen, that this such a wave could come in here and destroy cities the way it did. I mean, it's just not possible, it almost seems. Then we have, when it comes to military stuff, and I just want to say this, I'm not comparing the kind of deaths these are to what happened to 16 civilians on the staff sergeant, but it's interesting because we hardly ever talk about this at all. Very little is said about it. In the year 2010, 343 American servicemen committed suicide. 343. You know, it's more than we lost in combat in 2010. These are people killing themselves. Yet I don't see a lot about this. Every now and then it's a little article. Not much. This is huge to me. It's like huge. If 16 people are huge, why aren't 343 people huge? Yeah. That's the way we look at things. It's very interesting. Yeah. So, it couldn't be worse. I'm having a problem. I'm having a hard time understanding what we're still doing in Afghanistan. I mean that, and I only say that in the sense of, you know, there's X amount you can accomplish, and then you've done accomplishing, you're done. Now there's distrust between Americans and the Afghanis, soldiers and security forces, and it's gotten to a point that it's just, you know, we're not going forward. It doesn't seem anymore. We're just not able to go forward anymore. So if you come to a point that you know you can't go forward anymore, then maybe it's time to say, okay, we have to stop. And we'll count the good things that we did in Afghanistan, because despite the fact of what you read about, we've obviously done many good things in Afghanistan for the Afghan people. We've given them a shot at governing themselves in the way that they choose to, if they choose to, not under the rule of Taliban, which was pretty horrendous, if you remember back. Anyway, so, you know, people call it nation building, whatever. I'm not going to disagree with the term. I'm just saying, okay, that what we've done is we've done what we can do. We do what we think is right, and then it's time to say, okay. And it's not like, you know, cut our losses and head out. You know, it's not a matter of cutting our losses. It's a matter of do you have any possible forward momentum that you can offer the Afghan people? And I would question whether we still have any forward momentum we can offer them. Here's my take on the war. Well, now let me tell you what else is going on. Now, this is also kind of interesting. I find it very fascinating. There's two Welcome Home Vietnam Vet things going on in Guadalupe a week apart. So this is kind of wild and crazy. And so here you got this Saturday, March 17th, the American Legion Riders Barbecue. And these are these guys that do the Brazilian motorcycle guys that go to all these events and everything. I mean, I admire the heck out of these dudes. Anyway, they're going to have a special thing. They're 1025 Guadalupe Street. They're going to have a 50-50 raffle. They're going to have a 12 to 3 p.m. barbecue. Donation of $10 per plate. Barbecue includes cut tri-tip bean cell and red centimeter barbecue. And then for information, you can call Tony West at 540-0250. So that's that one right there. Then, a week later, Sunday, March 25th, the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day is going to happen to all the veterans who served in the Vietnam War. This is San Simcoe's Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 982 in Guadalupe, and they do a great, great deal of good for lots and lots of guys. And they're going to have a chicken barbecue, $8, bean salad, and drink, and you're invited to that one, and that's at the Vets Hall. Guadalupe City Hall, and it's March 25th from 12 to 3. And here's what's interesting. I'm just going to an observation. The only veterans that would be at these two events, I'm just forecasting this. I hope I'm wrong. I would really love to be wrong for a change. I would really love to be wrong. But my guess will be, from what I've experienced in the past, the only veterans that will attend this will be Vietnam veterans. So I'm not quite right for that. All right. Now, enough of that military stuff. Enough of that. Okay, here's the thing going on here. What did I write down? Well, here's this weird, ridiculous thing that we don't seem to be able to have a brain about, and I don't know why. I don't know why people don't come together. Somebody's made this movie about bullying in schools, and it's apparently very poignant and very to the point and very spot on, and really speaks to kids very well. The problem is, it's been rated R because of the language in it. Okay. So people are trying to say, you know, at least make it PG-13 so more kids can see it. Is there any bad word you hadn't heard by the time you were 13 years old? I don't think so. But I said, okay, well, let's compromise. Let's have some words be okay for a movie like this and have other words not be okay. Why not just hit a bleep button, you know, here, when the bad word is said, and the kids will know what the word is. They'll see the person's mouth move. We all see it. You know, we watch Sunday Night Football. We watch Monday Night Football. We watch Sunday Afternoon Football. We watch football, and we watch the coaches and the players using the F-bomb constantly, you know, but you don't hear them. You just see them mouth it. You know, so it's not, it's like, what, we got our heads in the sand? So there's been 250,000 kids petition to have this movie's rating changed by whatever these people are that are in Hollywood that do this. And so far they've said no. So somewhere a compromise should be reached there where this movie can become available to see. It just shouldn't be so hard. Because if it's R-rated, you have to be 18 years old. By that time you're done with high school and being bullied. Now, here's another thing, too, that happened, and it was kind of one of these weird little stories, you know, the weird things of life that happened. You may or may not have heard of buckyballs. Buckyballs are round magnets. They're spherical magnets. They're small, and you can make them into shapes. So it's like a thing you sit at your desk and you got nothing better to do than still your work, so you say, okay, I'm going to make little shapes out of my buckyballs. So it's, you can buy them from different people. Okay, so here's the name of the buckyballs. So what happened was, being first-time parents can't really comprehend. They don't know. You know, your grandma can tell them and whatnot, but they don't really understand that a small child, will put absolutely anything in its mouth. Doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter if it smells bad, if it tastes bad, if it be bad. It doesn't matter. Anything they can get in their mouth, they put in there. They can't do much else, you know. So anyway, so, you know, they can't jog or anything. So anyway, so they've got things. So the buckyballs. So this family, the dad, said, okay, I should probably do more work in my office than just play around with buckyballs. So he took a handful of these things, and he put them on the refrigerator to hold up little pictures and that kind of thing, okay, because they're magnetic. The little girl, who's 3 years old, says, oh, here's the little balls. I'll eat those. So she did, all of them. I forget how many total there was, but it was quite a few. So she ate them all. So they went down inside of her stomach and then started into her intestine. And then, because they're magnetic, they all got together and formed a circle that clamped off her intestine. So luckily, the pediatrician, you know, took an x-ray and said, oh my gosh, look at this. And so dad was like, how could she swallow a necklace? Okay. And then he sort of realized, you know, it's the buckyballs. So anyway, luckily she was operated on. They took them out. She was okay. No worse for wear. You know, like, the kids are okay. You know, but how fascinatingly strange that is. You know? Kids putting stuff in their mouths. That's as crazy as it gets right there as far as I'm concerned. All right. Other things are going on in the world. There's more to craziness that we haven't figured out yet. So everybody said the presidential candidates are headed to the Republican Senate for the South, and they're all looking forward to God knows what coming back to. All right, so that's okay. And then I like this here, because when you look at it, if you looked at this and then said, who designed that, I think you'd get the answer. I think 9 out of 10 people would have the right answer. This is a Frank Lloyd Wright designed 100 landmark buildings and homes during a prolific career that spanned more than 7 decades. But what is widely considered a first, if only for the famed architect, Wright indulged a young boy's humble request for a doghouse in 1956 and sent him designs for the structure. So this guy, Jim Berger, said, he's now 68. Berger rebuilt the doghouse last year using the original plans. It was featured in a documentary film on the display starting this month. Wright designed Berger's family's home in the Marin County town of San Anselmo, prompting the 12-year-old Berger to write the great architect to ask for a home for his dog. Wright said he was too busy at the time and asked that Berger write him back in November. Berger did so on the first of the month, and the plan for the doghouse followed at no charge. So, but when you look at this, it's got a tile roof. It's got an unusual shape. It says Frank Lloyd Wright all over it. The guy doesn't have a dog anymore, but, you know, his dog died. Anyway, I thought that was good. Now, here's the, we talked about this this movie, John Carter. And it's cost, I forget what it cost, $500 million to make, something like that. Anyway, people at Disney have already been fired because they just know it's not going to work. John Carter came in second with only $30 million to the Dr. Seuss's and the Lorax in the second week, did $39 million. If you start off at $30 million, you got a problem. You got, especially when it costs you almost $500 million to make this movie. Project X, Silent House, Active Vow, number 5, 6, 1,000 words, 7, Safe House, number 8, The Vow, number 9, This Means War, and 10, Journey, 2, The Mysterious Island. Speaking of the Mysterious Island and all that, I watched last night for the first time Pirates of the Caribbean 4. Now, this is interesting because when you look at the Bourne movies, the Bourne first Bourne movie was really pretty good. The second Bourne movie was even better. The third Bourne movie, the Bourne Ultimatum, was absolutely the best. It was very good. They, in ascending order, they got really cool. Let me say this about the Pirates of the Caribbean. It's a flush. That last one, I don't know why they bothered to make it. And it's like, not good. It's not, you know, it's just... So I'm glad it was free. I got to see it. On Charter on demand. But I didn't demand it because I have Charter Premium Channel, so I was on Stars or one of those channels. And so I just got to watch it. I'm just watching it. And so that was good. So you get Charter, it's smarter. And all of a sudden, who was it, Bill Moore? Who, somebody wrote a letter about Charter. They were not happy with Charter, and they were all over Charter saying the bad things about it and stuff. And I was like, I was surprised. I don't say this because they're a sponsor. I say this because it's true. And I told them at the agency that does Charter thing. I said, can I tell you something? You want a testimony or something? I have had Charter for as long as Charter's been in San Luis Obispo. Before it was, remember, it was Falcon? Or Sonic. It was, they had Falcon and Sonic, and then Sonic became Charter. They went to Charter. So I've been here for all that. In the entire time that I've had Charter, I could count on one hand, and that would be not the whole hand, the number of times that Charter hasn't worked. Two times because of inclement weather, and the third time we had a fire on the grid and it burned some wires or whatnot. I just have never had any problems with Charter. I find them just absolutely fine. So I'm happy. I don't need wiring going all over the outside of my house, you know, because of fun. Okay. Rat killings target emo youth. Let's find out the other things that are every day. A recent spate of killings aimed at gay Iraqis and teenagers who dress in brash Western fashions is sending waves of fear through Iraq's secular circles while casting down the government's will to protect some of its most vulnerable citizens. The country has been preparing to showcase itself to the world as host of a high-profile meeting of Arab leaders in late March. The news that young men in tight T-shirts and skinny jeans are being beaten to death with cement blocks and dumped in the streets has threatened to overshadow the new palm trees and fresh paint. So anyway, it's just really sad. Have you noticed in the whole culture over there, the whole thing over there, they're not a very tolerant folk, you know, the whole bunch of them. They're not very tolerant of anything. So why would they not expect me to be tolerant of that? Okay. I kind of like rewatched the tsunami thing from last year. And it's just geez. There's no way to describe this to you except to say, wow. It's a visual thing. It's a wow. This was a porcupine ice sculpture in Prickly. It's called Prickly Situation, the ice park in Fairbanks, Alaska. They had a big show, you know, and this a bunch of Japanese people awarded the first prize for this porcupine. So if you try to imagine, it's got all the quills, you know, sticking up and out and all that, and a little head and whatnot. If you try to imagine this was an ice block and they had to chop away everything that wasn't quills and a porcupine, It's pretty, I mean, it's just downright not doable. Here it is right here in front of me. Now, here's, I'm going to tell you something that, I'm telling you a lot by saying this, I suppose. I have no problem with the idea of intelligent design. I truly do not have a problem with intelligent design. I'm not into Adam and Eve. The other thing is, you know, is everything just evolved? You know, did everything just evolve? So, for a lot of my life, I've said, you know, there has to be something. There has to be something else. There has to be something else. And intelligent design is it. It basically says there was something of a greater intelligence than we are to create what we are. Anyway, but anyway, here's a NASA. There's a guy found a suit. Now, here's the problem, though. He was talking to his coworkers. The guy had worked there for 15 years, and he was talking to his coworkers about intelligent design. And he was handing out a video. I don't think in the American workplace we're allowed to proselytize in any way, and so I find that he might have a hard time with this case. If you're just having, you know, you're in the break room or you're having lunch with somebody and you want to talk about intelligent design, and I would think that scientists would talk about this kind of stuff all the time, don't you think? They're exploring funny planets. They see things. And look at the Hubble Space Telescope. Try to explain that. Holy dump truck, those pictures. Anyway, but so you think, you know, it's okay if you're, you know, having a private conversation like that. But as soon as you start handing out material, you know, the moment you start handing somebody, or if, now maybe they'll say, maybe they will, because I don't know the whole details about this thing, so maybe they'll say he offered people during breaks and or lunch, he offered people a video. What was the name of the video? I'll tell you right here. So he was on the Cassini project. He was a team leader on the Cassini. He's a big deal. But anyway, he lost his job. He lost his title, and then he lost his job. And so he engaged his coworkers in conversations about intelligent design and handed out DVDs on the idea while at work. And it doesn't say what the DVD was. Anyway, it had to do with intelligent design. Can I say something honestly? I'm hoping scientists are thinking about and exploring every single possibility about creation and how we got from where we are to how we got here and what they think. I'm hoping they do that every single day of their lives. These are the guys with all the brains, you know, who can think through this stuff. You know, not us layman fuddy-duddies that aren't sure. I think it's important that they do that study or talk about it. But if they talk about it the wrong time, I guess they can say, okay, they're talking about the wrong time. That's what I'm talking about. And speaking of amazing things, the Crystal Cathedral is getting a new name, and the congregation of financially struggling Orange County Megachurch will relocate its senior pastor, announced Sunday. The ministry will be renamed Hope Center of Christ. Sheila Shore Coleman said in a short video posted on the Crystal Cathedral website. Announcement regarding the new location will be made in the next few weeks, she said. So the big Crystal Cathedral couldn't support the whole thing, the Shuler thing. And so they're going to go into, you know, a little farmhouse or something. Meanwhile, the Crystal Cathedral has been bought by the Catholic Church. And near my God, the idea. So that's what's going on. The average price of gas, as you know, has jumped. It's now at almost $4.50 a gallon in San Luis Obispo County. Anyhow, so, you know, they had in the paper somewhere, you know, how to drive carefuler and try not to accelerate too much and try not to use your motor if you can, even if you don't have any batteries, you know, just try to put your foot out the door and push, because it's just absolutely insane. And I have to tell you, quite frankly, I don't have to commute that far to work. People that have to commute a long way, like over the Greenland, I have no idea how they're affording to work. And those of us that don't make fortunes, which is almost all of us. So I feel your pain. I actually do. I'm one of me.
CBS News. I'm Harvey Carnes. We know a couple things more about the American soldier charged with shooting 16 civilians in Afghanistan. He had a brain injury in Iraq in 2010 with a vehicle he was enrolled. He passed a psych test for sniper school, so we know he was at one time a very cool, controlled man. At the White House, CBS's Peter Mayer.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. The administration says the aftermath of the tragic shootings won't change what's described as steadfast dedication to stabilizing Afghanistan. Spokesman Jay Carney says the U.S. and its allies are still on track to hand over security control to Afghanistan at the end of 2014. But he acknowledges this is a challenging and difficult time.
The Taliban has threatened retaliation. Homeland Security sees no immediate threats in states. There are caucuses in Hawaii and American Samoa tomorrow. The primary campaigns in Alabama and Mississippi may have Mitt Romney looking up at Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum.
I'm Peter King in Biloxi, Mississippi. Rick Santorum has said that Newt Gingrich's campaign may be irrelevant after the vote here and in Alabama. Gingrich responds,
well, we'll see tonight or tomorrow how irrelevant we are. I think that that's probably Rick's hope, but I don't think it'll work.
He tells CBS's Nancy Cordes,
I think between us, Rick and I, we're going to have no delegates around.
Santorum says he's the true conservative, but conservative voters need to unite and fast.
Be able to start getting wins in places that, you know, can give us the delegates to get to where we need to go.
Santorum says he's been playing catch-up here in the South, but thinks he's in pretty good shape. Peter King, CBS News, Biloxi, Mississippi.
A study into the risks to your heart of red meat and soda pop.
In an Archives of Internal Medicine study, Harvard researcher Dr. Frank Hu reports death risks generally and for heart disease and cancer specifically rise significantly with regular consumption of red meat.
Especially processed red meat contributes substantially to chronic disease risk and premature death.
And in the journal Circulation, he reports men raise their heart disease risk 20% by drinking one sugar-sweetened beverage every day. Harry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
Gasoline prices keep moving in the wrong direction for drivers. We may hit $4 a gallon, according to some analysts, but China's economy is slowing down, and that should help bring oil prices down, says analyst Jim Ritterbush.
Through the second and third quarters, extending all the way out to next fall, I think we'll see a declining pricing environment in gasoline.
Oil today in New York down more than a dollar at $106.35 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow up about 37.5 points. NASDAQ lost 4.5. Buford, Wyoming is for sale, the whole town. Now, it isn't much, a gas station and convenience store with a garage and a three-bedroom home. Buford is the highest town, elevation-wise, at 8,000 feet on I-80, and the auction is next month. Buford's present-day population is just one. This is CBS News.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, would managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Competition in the airplane business is really tough.
The World Trade Organization ruled Boeing received more than $5 billion in illegal U.S. government subsidies to develop its 787 Dreamliner and other planes, far less than the $18 billion in European subsidies its rival Airbus received. WTO judges knocked out most of the EU's claims about competitive damage done by the U.S. subsidies. Both sides claimed victory and urged the other to play fair in a market worth more than $3 trillion over the next two decades. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Tennessee's governor says the new law aimed at keeping protesters from camping out on public property is not designed to put people in jail, just to keep parks clean and open to everyone. Governor Bill Haslam says Occupy protesters in Nashville could have been arrested today but weren't. State troopers removed their tents instead, and sanitation came in and pressure washed the park. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Hey, it's me, Mike Rowe, and Fiona works at a Ford dealership, and she's with me today. How are you, Fiona?
Good, thank you.
You were just on the verge of telling me why I should bring my vehicle to a Ford dealership instead of some specialty tire store if I want good tires.
Well, to ensure that you have Ford experts working on your vehicle, all our service advisors and technicians are factory trained and certified for your vehicle specifically. And when it comes to tires, it's not just a tire, but the right tire is important for your vehicle.
Buy four Michelin, BF Goodrich, Pirelli, General Tire, or Goodyear tires to get up to a $70 rebate and two complimentary Mammoth Mountain Ski Resort weekday lift tickets.
So you're saying the right tire at the right price with the right rebate and the correct fit would send me away a happy customer?
Absolutely.
And you're able to ensure that all those things will happen should I bring my vehicle to you?
To a Ford dealership.
What about you specifically?
You can come to my dealership.
All right.
I'd allow you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rebate varies by manufacturer. Tickets while supplies last. Stop by any participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details 3331-12.
Thank you. San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim Dee's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul.
The MRI system everyone has been waiting for is now at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Patients love it. No more claustrophobia. No more masks over your face. No more tight spaces. And imaging speed to get you in and out. Faster than any other magnet made. Plus, doctors love its unsurpassed image quality. The Siemens Skyra produces images doctors only dreamed of before. When you need your next MRI, ask for the new wide-open, ultra-high-field Siemens Skyra at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Even if you live in North or South County, drive a little and get a whole lot more. Best image quality, the greatest patient comfort, and the lowest possible price. Why should you go anywhere else? When you need an MRI, call San Luis Diagnostic Center. 542-9700. That's 542-9700 to schedule your exam on the most modern equipment available.
The radio you're listening to right now brings you music, news, sports, and talk programs. Or it's just a noisy, knobby box. The difference is your ability to hear what's coming out of it. Karen Scott is your certified Central Coast audiologist with offices in San Luis Obispo and Arroyo Grande. Karen can take you beyond the noisy, knobby box phase of your life and into a world of listening enjoyment. You or your loved one is just an appointment away from a whole new life of hearing your sweetheart, family, children, grandchildren, your radio, and yes, even the neighbors. Karen can make your whole world a better place to live and listen in. Karen has numerous products that she can recommend and fit perfectly, and her caring follow-up service puts her at the top of the professional audiology ladder. Serving the Central Coast for 23 years, Karen's main office is at 1985 Johnson Avenue by French Hospital, and you can make an appointment right now by calling 541-1790. Do it for yourself, for those you love, and for those of us inside your noisy, knobby box. Karen will help you hear all of us say thank you.
Big guitar riff right there, a drum at the end, right up.
Thank you. Here at Bill Banker, this is Talking Sheep, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo, California. Thank you for joining me on this Monday. We got some sunshine. It was on my shoulder. I see it over the back window a little bit. Anyway, this is the last of sun I think you're going to see this week. But I could be wrong. Weather does change a lot in the Central Coast. And John Lindsay will tell you all about all the reasons that everything's all screwed up. And, you know, it's really hard to predict weather here anyway. All right, now, let me remind you about this. Women's Way to Health is a health forum sponsored by the SLOC and then the County Commission on the Status of Women. And it's going to be this Thursday, March 15th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ludwig Community Center on Santa Rosa Street in San Luis Obispo. That's Santa Rosa Street, one up from Palm. What's the name of Palm? That one. Mill. I think it's Mill Street. And so they're going to be there. And then the health panelists, Dr. Penny Bornstein from the Slough County Health Department, Karen Jones, Executive Director of Long-Term Care Ombudsman of San Luis Obispo County, Buff Lawson, High Cap Counselor, and then keynote speaker of the Congressman Lois Capps, and panel speaker being Mayor John Jan Marks of San Luis Obispo, who walked in front of the crosswalk just yesterday. And I had to contain myself. I didn't realize this tease. So guest donation is $10. Refreshments will be served. Display table is $20. Anyway, it's going to be an event. Please go on. I thought I mentioned that. I suppose I was going to mention. What was I going to mention? Well, native people just don't have enough to do, or maybe they have, maybe they're just crazy. I can't tell. So in 15 seconds, we're going to find out about one of the stranger things that people attempted and why they shouldn't.
I thought these were electric.
Yeah, it's a Chevy Bolt.
So you have to go to the bathroom?
I thought these were electric. Yes, it's a Chevy Bolt.
You would think that the cinnamon game is your typical ridiculous frat boy challenge.
Now, it's been around for as long as stunts like trying to chug a gallon of milk or eat 10 saltine crackers without water. Cinnamon does not dissolve in liquid. The powder can get into your lungs. I'm going to show you something, a quick demonstration here. This is the cinnamon, obviously, right here.
Here's the demonstration.
Yes. And if you put it in water, you see how it stays clumped. It doesn't, is this able, there you're able to see it there. It doesn't dissolve, well, it dissolves a little bit, but it tends to stay kind of clumped. So that's what people are putting into their mouth. There's no question. Teams do dumb stuff, planking, owling, ingesting things they shouldn't. The question is, why? Are they just trying to be YouTube stars? Is that now what's motivating to do this more? Now, Mike, you actually tried this. You completed it. I want to show the video where Mike actually completes the challenge. Can we check that out? Let's just show
it. That was all video.
Cinnamon challenge on the Kevin Amin Show.
Here's the Amin Show.
He has tilted his head back, and he's got a mouthful of cinnamon. I didn't even finish. What?
Are you done?
I think
I'm going to do it.
There.
You're
going
to do it.
Wow. You're going to get a lot of dates out of this.
Oh, my God.
Get it!
He swallowed a bunch of cinnamon.
And, Mike, you did it in like 24 seconds.
I did. I think I'm one of the world record holders because that was the first time I did it. It was a little over a minute. Then people sent me videos of them doing it quicker, so I had to step up my game, Dr. Drew.
Now, Kristen, you did it. Was it this morning you did it?
No. This is actually several years ago at my previous morning show, Bob and the Showgram. And I failed miserably.
And can you testify to how caustic it is to the mouth and, you know what I mean? And how easy it would be to inhale this thing?
Absolutely, because you kind of get caught up in it and you start to laugh at yourself as soon as you see this plume of cinnamon come out, which means then you're inhaling the cinnamon. And I inhaled it and I could feel it burning my lungs.
Here it is.
Yes, this is... There's the plume, yeah, the big plume of cinnamon.
Whoa.
It was, yeah, and the guys are loving it, and they're laughing, which makes you laugh, which means you're ingesting it even more. And then it induces vomiting. I couldn't stop throwing up. I had to go to the urgent treatment center, get a shot of Benadryl, cortisone, Phenagrin. It was a nightmare. You know, I just wanted to be one of the guys, and I could hang in there with them most of the time with the best of them. In this case, I had to do this first, and they saw me fail miserably. And none of the guys on the show did it, by the way. They decided...
Kristen, you said the magic words, and this is something I want to address, and I'm glad it's Mike in Knoxville here with me on this. There's no reason on earth anyone should want to be one of the guys. Men, particularly the age you're talking about, can do horrible things, can think horrible things, can engage in all kinds of activities that they regret later in their life. Please don't go down to their level. Mike, back me up on that.
I agree. Don't bring yourself down to our level.
Yeah, really. So these people are taking like a tablespoon of cinnamon, they pop it in their mouth, and they're seeing if they can get it swallowed down. But if you don't get it swallowed down and you inhale any of it, you're screwed. Now, I sit around sometimes with not a lot to do, and I've never thought of doing that. My wife's made me cinnamon toast, you know, with a little cinnamon sugar mixed together and everything. It's yummy. But I never thought of doing that other thing, but you know, that's just me. I'm a fuddy-duddy, perhaps. I have to admit that. All right. So now we have another. Now we have another one here. 45 women and kids die in a Homs massacre. This is in Syria. Ford Taurus targeted safety probe. Let's find out what that is. Toyota just had to recall some more cars last week. It's hard to build them for some reason. I don't know what it's about. Ford Motor Company is a target of a safety investigation involving reports of unintended acceleration. Shades of Toyota. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it received 14 complaints from drivers who had difficulty bringing the vehicles to a halt when the car speeds up after the throttles become stuck in the open position. Government investigators are looking at cruise control cables in some 2,506 Ford Tauruses that allegedly became detached. Some of the complaints have been, in addition to applying brakes, drivers had to shift into park and neutral in order to stop the vehicles. Some drivers reported that their engines revved as high as 4,000 RPM after the car was shifted into park and neutral, which is terrible. My 2005 Ford Taurus accelerates on its own every so often in one driver. My cars tend to slow down on the road. Well, it's not on the road. I fall asleep. And then I have to wake myself up and press the button again. Press the accelerator. All right, so that was that story. That was a little weird. Let's see what else we got. the others. I just doing some headlines here. Let's see what's going on. Now it's fighting me again. Here it is. Right, here it is. Here it is. Here. I got a couple more things to play for you. Turn a fire for failure of leadership. Why Obama's right about space. I don't know if that is. Obama's right about space. That's some of the stuff going on. All right, other things going on in the world. I never heard of that cinnamon thing in my whole life. I just had never had any idea of such a thing. USA has a record bikini parade, which is probably pretty good. All right, so that's something to do. It's better than doing cinnamon, I think. All right, here's Bill. Any thoughts that you might have, you can share at 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. Other things that are going on in our news today. Other things, as it was in the little flyer that was called the paper today. Palestinian death toll rising, clash with Israel. Why that just started, I don't know. Why they chose now to start it, I don't know. Syria plants mines along the Turkish border. The Syrian military in the past month planted a band of anti-personnel mines along stretches of the border with Turkey, which last year more than 10,000 Syrian refugees had fled the Assad regime. It's always interesting. You have to know in your heart of hearts, you know, and if you have one, maybe Assad doesn't have one. But you have to know in your heart of hearts, if you have to keep people in, you know, you have to, like the Soviet Union for all those years, if you have to keep people in, maybe something's not right. You know, maybe something's not quite right. That's all I'm telling you right there. Yeah, okay. Now, Egyptian military tribunal Sunday acquitted an army doctor of giving women activists virginity tests in case that angered the nation over filing crackdowns on protests that included intimidating women with sexual abuse. Then we had the paper that it was another state that's doing this invasive vaginal thing for ultrasound, and the woman's required to see it, she's required to watch it, she's required to listen to the heartbeat, she's then got to wait 24 hours and all that. Something's gone completely like that. We're spun off our axis, you know, and going into complete insanity. How far back do you want to go? You want to take the women's right to vote away? Where else? Hang on. You can dress our women in burkas, too. There you go. All right. It's very, you know, you see a lot of letters sometimes about a given subject. It's huge. You know, you got some big issue, you know, that's going on. Here's a guy wrote a letter. This is a big issue in Pismo Beach, of course, is the Los Robles del Mar 312 home extension. And so here's a gentleman who lives on his cul-de-sac. And he says, you know, this is going to screw up my cul-de-sac. It's going to probably make it a through street. Yes, that would. That's no longer a cul-de-sac, I got to admit. I know how you feel, though, because, you know, I lived off of South Street when they decided to make it Highway 227 because of Farmer's Market, which was 5 miles away. But because they had to have a way to have the street open that one block, they had to change it to 227, which certainly increased the traffic flow and made life a little more miserable. I know, that's not. Other things are going on. And then here's what I'm telling you about people writing letters. This is this lady here. Kathy wrote a letter from Shell Beach. Kate Moldor. Some of us have to laugh at ourselves. Some do not. We are human. Suzanne Davis is a writer of fiction, and just like all before her, with a comedic bent, she pokes fun at human behavior. She is in good company, Dave Barry, Irma Bombeck, Tina Fey, and a few. So, anyway, this is the woman that wrote about, you know, from Geezerland or whatever it was. I have to admit, I thought she was a good writer, and I thought it was funny. So now she's saying is, if people don't like it, don't read it, you know. But people read things, and they complain about them, or people hear things, and they have to complain about them. And we had a caller here because of some of the programming changes that are going on, and they said, whatever you do, don't get this person back on. They had to be listening to the person or to know the person that was on said, you know, call, and it's just all crazy. Okay, it gets convoluted. Convoluted. Convoluted, I tell you. Let me see if we have something that's not all video, for God's sake. You know, I'm trying to do the best I can with what I got to work with, and that doesn't always work out. Okay, this could be no good. And this one here, yeah, this one, this one, it's this thing, a little point. This one's an interesting
but
story.
But one post.
Go ahead. This is about a military guy whose Marine calls personal bomber
in particular, the
enemy.
Now has him in hot water. He originally said he wouldn't follow orders from President Obama, later modifying it to say he won't follow what he considers unlawful orders from the commander-in-chief. For example, if asked to take guns away from a U.S. citizen in case of a national emergency. We caught up by phone with Sergeant Stein, who says he's speaking as a civilian. He defends his outspoken views, saying they are protected by the Constitution.
That's my free speech. If I want to go against the president's policies and talk about the policies and how we can better America, I think a military that is strong in knowledge about the U.S. Constitution and what it means to them. When a member knows what they're fighting for and understands what they're fighting for, we fight harder.
But his Facebook site still has come under review by his superiors. He is now under investigation by the U.S. Marine Corps, which said in a statement to CNN, quote, "The Marine Corps strongly supports the First Amendment rights of Marines. However, it does not condone comments made against the President of the United States. DOD rules limit the political activities of active members and restrict what can be said about the President and the Secretary of Defense." David Glazier is a professor at Loyola Law School and a former Navy officer. He says the chain of command, including the President, is sacrosanct.
Military, at its core, military justice is all about the maintenance of good order and discipline, and to make sure that we have a professional force that will carry out the missions that the political leadership of the country assigns to it.
Online, there are some Facebook comments criticizing Sergeant Stein's activities, about 15% negative, but the majority are actually offering support. Lisa Sylvester, CNN, Washington.
These are people that have apparently never been in the military, or people, because you've been in the military. You notice that what he's doing is, because this is sort of an obtuse way of going about something, he's attacking the president, all right, because he's got no contact with the president. He's not really part of his chain of command. But what would happen if he did the exact same thing as his commanding officer? Think that would work? I guarantee you wouldn't. Let's get on the phone and say hello. Hello?
The Nuremberg defense is disallowed in the U.S. military. He has a legal obligation to not obey an unlawful order. You are required to not obey an unlawful order.
But wait a minute. The only problem with that is that it has to be determined. He has to determine and then will be found guilty or not guilty if it is an illegal order.
Well, he hasn't refused to obey any orders. He has simply said he will not obey an unlawful order, such as disarm the populace.
Okay, so you're exactly right. I mean, what you're saying is what he isn't saying, but he sort of is saying, is the fact that he hasn't disobeyed a lawful order.
He simply said he will not.
Wait, but you were in the Marine Corps,
a good soldier.
Okay, if you were in the Marine Corps, which you were, in the Marine, I say to you, would you obey an unlawful order? What would you have said?
You're trained to not obey an unlawful order.
Correct.
For example, Lieutenant Calley's crew should have refused to obey his order. None of them got court-martialed.
Well, if it was actually his order. Or not.
It wasn't really his order.
Yeah, right. So we got some problems with that. But here's the thing. No, I agree with you. You know, you're not supposed to obey an unlawful order. Here's the problem with the Nuremberg trial was a little bit, here's what's wrong with all that. You're a Nazi in Nazi Germany, and you're just a GI, you know, and you say, okay, you're supposed to guard these people or shoot these people or do whatever. And you go, that sounds like...
You're going to be up against that wall next.
That's right. I mean, you're not even going to get to the wall. You know?
I remember this Pope was deeply criticized because he was a member of the Hitler Youth. What, like he had a choice?
I know.
Come on.
No, it's really...
But in any case, you're trained right from boot camp on. It is an absolute law under the UCMJ, you are not to obey an illegal order.
Okay, but here's the thing. His Facebook page has an Obama on the, you know, a little thing with the old, you know, the
right issue
type thing. So it has an Obama. So what the question becomes is, and I'll ask you as a past military guy, did you ever imagine that you could criticize LBJ or Richard Nixon?
I criticize LBJ in the most...
but you didn't. Wait a minute. You didn't have the opportunity to do it in public and worldwide.
I didn't do it to a reporter.
Okay.
But we did it amongst ourselves.
Well, of course, you know, amongst ourselves, we didn't know what the heck the guy was doing, but...
The guy was supposed to be responsible for 53,000 deaths.
Anyway, so here's the point, though. The we would talk about it amongst ourselves, and I guess that's freedom of speech if you can talk amongst yourselves, because I'm sure in the Soviet Union you couldn't talk amongst yourself if you didn't like something. But, you know, it wasn't a public forum. And so I still find, I realize what freedom of speech is, but I also realize what the military is. And even in the year 2012, I find it startling that a guy would put a Facebook page up that criticizes the commander-in-chief.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's not right. Not going to bode well for his career.
And you know what? And
here's, been in for a while,
you know, he's been 8 years. He might as well say, okay, when's my enlistment up? I'm done. Because
well,
I think it's kind of a wrap. You know what I'm saying?
Now that he's famous. No, my webpage just says ABO.
All right. Well, thanks, though, for calling, Gary. I mentioned that. I appreciate it. All right. I think the guy's in trouble, too. It's 1:32. We're going to take a break. Swiss Dental Center is going to tell us about the Swiss Dental and making your face work and your mouth and your gums and teeth and everything has to work in unison in order to make your life right. And then we're going to hear from Red Dirt, and then we're going to hear from, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to hear from Earl Clue.
Remember when you believed in the tooth fairy? You'd lose a tooth, you get a nickel or a dime, maybe later a quarter, a buck, a Mises gift certificate, whatever. Point is, don't you wish you could trade any of those for an actual tooth? You get older and they go away faster than Santa, Easter Bunny, and of course the tooth fairy, which turned out was Dad dressed in drag. Swiss Dental Center and Dr. Carol Phillips can help you believe in yourself with the confidence of new teeth. Dr. Phillips sympathizes with your fantasies but understands your realities. Opposing teeth. Without those, you're only gum and soft food. Imagine real implanted teeth that will really change your life. Your body tries to reject dentures, and all you can do is add more dental glue to try and hold them in place. It's a losing battle. Tooth implants replace the real thing naturally. Go to SwissDentalCenter.com and see how Dr. Carol Phillips can make an apple a day fun again. We may be getting older, but Swiss Dental Center can help us take a bite out of time.
This is Jackie, owner of Red Dirt Coffee House in Rio Grande. Our Ohana can't thank Radio Central Coast enough for helping us to find our Aloha spirit over the airwaves. We've always believed in the power of advertising, and the staff at Radio Central Coast has made it so easy and affordable to reach and grow our customer base. If you're looking for advertising that really works, give Radio Central Coast a call today and give your business a jumpstart into 2012. Call 786-2570. Again, that number is 786-2570. Take it from us. At Red Dirt Coffee House, we consider Radio Central Coast a valuable business partner and truly thank them for helping us reach our goals one delicious cup of Aloha at a time.
If you would like to advertise with Radio Central Coast, call 786-2570.
Okay, you ready? Take one.
Take it from us at Red Dirt Coffee House. We have always believed in the power of...
Thank you.
Chevy Volt.
So you have to go to the bathroom?
I thought these were electric.
Yes, it's a Chevy Volt.
Many people might be tempted to break the speed limit, especially if they own a cool sports car. But one man in Japan has taken things a step further. He posted footage of himself speeding on the internet. Reports say police arrested the 50-year-old doctor after angry YouTube viewers alerted them to this video. It apparently shows the man driving at more than 120 kilometers per hour in a 40 kilometer per hour zone. The doctor reportedly said he just wanted people to understand the beauty of a Ferrari. He could face a fine now, though, of more than $1,000 if he's found guilty. Yeah, clever. Maybe not.
Maybe he has $1,000 and doesn't care. Wait,
an entire company was thought up and built and run to save you money? What if that company was e-insurance?
That should have been. Okay, it's got to be Greek now, I'll tell you. Hi, you're Bill Talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network, 20 minutes before the hour of, that's actually 19 minutes before the hour of 2. And we had a little sunshine today. Remember yesterday the sun came out late in the afternoon? It was really very nice. All right. Now, let's talk about this thing here, because after all these years, you know, you finally find out that this stuff's going to kill you. Pepsi, Coca-Cola and Pepsi are changing the way they make the caramel coloring used in their sodas as a result of the California law that mandates drinks contain a certain level of carcinogens come with a warning label. The company said the changes will be expanded nationally to streamline their manufacturing process. They've already been made for drinks sold in California. A representative for Dr. Pepper, Snapple Group, and Corporate Zealous Caramel Coloring now meets the new California standards. Representative Chocachola said the company directed its caramel supplier to modify the process to reduce the levels of the chemical 4-methylimidazolinoglycol. I'd say you can't have that in there anymore. Of course, you realize, of course, that they're actually clear sodas. They're actually clear in their nature, and they could just sell it clear. But you know, Pepsi clear. How does that sound? Coke clear. Coke clear. Clearly Coke. Really? Well, let's work on it. Would anybody buy it? I don't think so. I think it has to be brown. If I go to restaurants, I always say just brown bubbly water. Because as you say Coke, they say we have Pepsi. You say Pepsi, we have Coke. I get tired of that whole thing. All right, fine. Just bring me some kind of a cola beverage. Cola beverage is just fine. Okay, other things are going on. Birth controls cost very, and they're talking about, you know, you can, a pill can be 108, this is per year, 108 to $1,140. IUD, $1,000. Implant, $800. Patch, $660. And a shot, $300. Poor women. I, you know, leave the women alone, would you, for God's sake? Jeez. Again, if women legislators got together and discussed these things, and it, you know, they said, okay, here's what should be and shouldn't be, I'd be perfectly fine with that. The men, stay out of it. Nobody tells them, women don't tell you what to do with your parts. Stay the heck out of it. All right, other things. Job growth continues in February. National unemployment rate holds steady at 8.3%, but the private sector actually added 233,000 jobs during the month. I didn't know. You know, what you hear about is layoffs. I don't know where these jobs come from, but they're always good news to hear about. You know what I'm saying? Recession's legacy, lowered expectations, crash of the middle class. We have crashed. I admit, I'm one of the people that has crashed. I need to raise your hands. I have crashed. I'm not part of the middle class anymore. It doesn't matter to me, really. I mean, it's not like I have a membership card or anything. I think it was a club I could go to and, you know, have a beer. So fine. But leasing enjoys a new lease on life. Businesses were left dead during the recession, but it's, again, a viable option. So this is leasing cars instead of buying them because, you know, you think it has less payments when you lease a car, generally. And but you can only drive so many miles. You got to be careful. And the other thing, too, about leases is talk to somebody that knows something about leasing before you lease a car, because you can be put together big time on a lease. I mean, put together badly. And you don't know it, and then it looks fine to you, and then you find out there's something one part of the lease that's not so hot. That lingering fear keeps small investors on the sidelines. Some have kept their money out of the market, but those who stayed in have reaped handsome dividends. Gosh, love you. I've not only been the sidelines, I'm behind the back of the bus. I'm watching the bus leave. I'm waving, exhaust is hitting my face. That's where I ended up. All right. The government says, will cap pay for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac chief executives a fifth $500,000 per year and eliminate annual bonuses for all employees. There you go. And government-controlled mortgage giant Freddie Mac has requested $146 million additional aid after posing a small loss in the fourth quarter of last year. And as long as that money doesn't go to the executives and good people, I'll be good. Carnival Corporation cut its profit forecast Sunday in half Friday after another sign of the challenges the company had cruise industry face after the capsizing the Costa Concordia. Cruise line operators extended 2012, thinking they could start charging passengers more again after offering widespread discounts following the 2007 and 2009 recession. But just last 2 weeks into the year, 32 people died when the Carnival's Costa Concordia sank off the coast of Italy. So you're going to think people are going to pay more to get on a ship that's going to sink? I don't think so. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm an old sailor or something. I wouldn't hesitate to be on another ship, cruise ship. Except for me, I hate the waiting. There's too much waiting involved and all that kind of stuff. I don't care for that. But if you don't count that, if you don't count embarkation and debarkation, I wouldn't have any problem getting on a cruise ship. What did they say they, what was it this time? I told you that we took a cruise in Nancy and I through Panama Canal. And this was a station-sponsored event. We had all kinds of great people with us. So that was cool. But anyway, we stopped in Cartagena and left on the fly, and we were the last people allowed into Cartagena. You never want to be the last people allowed anywhere, because that usually means something has really happened that's not good. And so I can't remember the name. It was last week, and I can't remember exactly where it was. So it was once again in Colombia. And a tour bus was stopped, and all the passengers were robbed. And so they're saying, okay, that's kaput. And then in Acapulco, which normally was a spring break paradise for college kids, Acapulco is empty of humans, devoid of humanity. I forget how many thousand people were killed there last year in drug stuff. Acapulco. Growing up. Okay. Here, right here, Mary said it from Cambria. Attacks on women. They have all kinds of things. The law enforcement women have invasive tests are being considered. Oklahoma is currently trying to have fertilized eggs be given personhood. No matter what your personal religious beliefs may be, you have the right to follow your belief, but you do not have the right to impose those beliefs on others. So there you go. That's what Mary had to say. Richard from Tascadero apparently went to Ann Coulter's thing for a different reason, because he said, nice to have had a foxy F-O-X small y, capital F-O-X small y, in parentheses, Ann Coulter on hand locally to explain the right-wing Republican agenda, especially with such a great advantage to liberal Democrats' values and causes. I think he just wanted to look at it. He knows what she said.
Yeah, he's going to look at it.
All right, and then so this perspective was in this Tribune was the state's two top officials should be on the same ticket. Do you think?
Can.
Do you think so? Okay. Well, here we talked about Tom had this idea for John Duvall's ranch, another good use for it for the homeless, and which we'll never see the light of day no matter what. But nonetheless, a receiver for Duvall's ranch taking bids to fix the problems. The Corner Point official has a list of things to correct the property used to house the homeless. So as Dan Duvall said before, this could be like, they'll say, okay, everything's fine, or it could cost you $2 million. I have a feeling I think he knew exactly which direction it was going to go, and that's the direction I think it is going. Yeah. once again, when I first thought it was absolute PAF to have What's Your Emergency in the newspaper, I thought, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, what are you doing with that? I see it tremendously more valuable all the time. I see it tremendously more valuable. And the question becomes, you know, everybody gets to call 911, and then they get to waste people's time. Now, is there something, should there be a citizens committee of 911 calls and says, okay, this was completely stupid, and a waste of an officer's time, and therefore this person needs to get a warning or a fine or something. I mean, really, you know what I mean? They're a complete yo-yo. Let's see if there's one I want to tell you about. Well, they're all kind of, a lot of them are really. Now, here's something sad, though. Here's a guy calls 911, because a lot of people don't realize that there's a police number you can just call, you a regular, not an emergency. It's not an emergency. There's nothing that can be done immediately to help you. But here's a guy, and this is, I mentioned this because, not because I thought that he made the mistake of calling the police department, he called the wrong number, but the fact that they're out there, they are trying to scam you every which way they can, especially on the internet and on the telephone. And I'm going to say this once again, they try to pick on older people. It makes me want to barf, but here it is. A man came to the, this guy came to the police department to say that he was the victim of a lottery scam. He sent $9,000 for the mail and did not receive any prize. Really. And here's a man who was sleeping on a lawn in front of a mattress store. That's thinking outside the box. Okay, now this is really a weird story. This is really weird. I don't know what it all means. It could mean nothing. It could mean all kinds of things. I have no idea. But it's fast. This is one of those titillating kind of things you hear about. Hello, nurse. A patient who fell at Sierra Vista Hospital called 911 for help getting back in bed. The person had to call 911 to get back in bed? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
All right. Anything else in this? I was going to hand a thing about Saturday Night Live. And I have no idea what this is going to come out. We'll try it. We'll just try it. Okay, we'll see if it's going to come out any good. And if it's not, then I'll bail out of it. This is a Saturday Night Live, a spoof on Rush Limbaugh. Who deserves to be spoofed, by the way? And why not? Okay. I'll probably be an ad for it. Loading, loading, loading. Right.
At some point in the many lives of a dollar, it will be a dollar saved by somebody who switched to e-surance. Like Dollar Karma. Being online, eSurance saves dollars that come back as more dollars for you. So, karmerific. eSurance. Click or call.
Rush Limbaugh's been saying that he'll have a lot of new advertisers to replace anybody who's quitting his show. Well, that was enough to provoke this on Saturday Night Live.
I am not worried, because I have new, better sponsors, great American companies like Sherman's Imitation Mayonnaise. It might not be mayonnaise, but it is a bargain. The Syria Tourism Board. No! There's nowhere to hide! Syria.
One of the advertisers left the radio show after Rush Limbaugh called a young woman testifying before Congress, well, a derogatory term. She was speaking in favor of contraception coverage and health care insurance.
We remember that. Anyway, so there was a little spoofy, spiffy, spiff spoofer on Saturday Night Live with Rush, the mighty Rushster. Anyway, all right. He's had a rather storied career since he's been doing what he's been doing. As it's been doing. But many have. So that's kind of what makes those people what they are. This is why I just try to stay right back here in the sidelines. Other things are going on. This is a big story last week, but now they've decided a convicted rapist will not be moved to San Luis Obispo County after his release from prison on parole early this year. Early this month, there had been talk about putting this guy, I believe, in Morro Bay because he had lived there. But they decided no way. Oh, how ain't gonna happen. So I'm sure that's good news to a lot of people. Sure. sure that was good news. All right. Other things are going on. Lastly, things that are happening. Lastly, things are going on. Let's check. Let's do this real quick. Let's check Telco's news and make sure we haven't come up with a new story since we've been on the air, because a lot of times that happens, and so then we miss it till the next day, so I'll tell you right now. The fastest computer known to man right here. Not 21st century man, but Neanderthals and whatnot. Cro-Magnon. Nothing new has come up so far today. I was just going to check. That's all. I was checking, of course, making sure. All right. Anything in sports we want to talk about? We talked about the Final Four. We ran a thing on that. We talked about the champions, the March Madness, so we did a report on that. Now, here's what's in the sports section of today's paper. They have this little chart where it shows all the teams, and then you can put them into where they have to go and all that, and you can keep track of who else is going on and all that. And so that's it. And then the sad thing, we do have to mention this, because Cal Poly women were eliminated in basketball. And it was a sad day for the Cal Poly women. And so they fell to number 7 seed, 49. So we're sorry for the Cal Poly women's basketball team, because they had such a great year. But we thank you for entertaining us.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me and the car.
Thanks for being on board. I mean that sincerely. We'll get together again. Oh, by the way, Randy Rhodes is in place for this afternoon. Clark Howard's in place for this evening. So new changes are taking place as we speak. And we hope to like the new lineup. And once again, this is Tom was the one that said, I need to change my hours because I'm competing with Ed Schultz, and I'd rather have Ed Schultz not compete with me. So that's the thing right there. Anyway, the deed is done, and I think it's going to work out fine. Until tomorrow at noon's your clock, man. Your trails be happy ones, and don't bring everything you hear here, because...
This is Tarkus G. The Friends and Neighbors Network. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you.